So, speaking about the Royals.
The Crown.
Welcome back to the Beast Game Podcast. And we're going to talk about The Crown, which is on Netflix. This is now season 3. It is a fiction faction of the life and times of mostly Queen Elizabeth, but also other people in the royal family.
Correct.
The synopsis is, follows the political rivalries and romance of Queen Elizabeth II's reign and the events that shaped the second half of the 20th century. So the first season, it was basically about her rise to power, and Queen was being played by Claire Foy. The second season, a lot of things, I guess 50s up to the 60s. This one has a new queen, now played by Olivia Colman. And the whole thing with Claire Foy was that she was younger, and then the second season had her kind of struggling about getting older and children and her problem to be older. So this one has a much older queen. They have also changed out some of the actors, her husband, Prince Philip.
Played by Tobias Menzies.
Yeah, so it's different actors. But Keith, what did you think of the third season of The Crown?
I didn't think I was going to like this cast as much as I liked the previous cast. Standard performances and everything, and it wouldn't grab me as much as the previous cast and everything did. But this one did. Probably the biggest thing that I enjoyed the most about it, they took the stories in different directions. While I followed one kind of the arc of the queen was getting older and times were drastically changing.
Yeah, you also have a new prime minister, and then you also have the
two new prime ministers.
Yeah, you also have the kids being older. So Prince Charles, he's older.
I thought felt like they were trying to go for more fact-based than sort of fictionalized accounts, but more fact-based accounts. Every time I saw something in there, I was like, oh, you know what? I remember an interview, that episode with Prince Charles, the way he was talking and stuff. I'm like, I remember an interview he gave, and he talked about that time. The moon landing and Prince Philip's reaction to the moon landing. Back ahead, you know that they're taking liberties with it. Halfway through the series, the season, it hit me that these were not the same actors from the first two seasons. This new cast, I was completely caught up with them. I wasn't even thinking about the old cast anymore.
Matt Smith.
The first cast did a phenomenal job, set the stage. This new cast, I didn't think about the previous cast.
Again, I like the new queen, at least Olivia Colman playing the queen. Establish it in the first episode that it's just a close-up shot of her, and she's examining paintings of her. It's just like, oh God, I look old. Tackle that. So they get all that out of the way. And then they just get into elements that might have happened in that time. So again, there's a new prime minister. There's also some Russian spy stuff in this season. There's also, I think it was the third episode. It was like the Aberfan, a coal mining disaster.
Oh yeah.
That one was,
it was brutal.
Yeah, it was a very sad episode because a tragedy happened. And everybody in the Royals was just like, oh, that's not our problem. So outrageously terrible what happened that at least for several days paid attention to what was going on, that people were getting upset. That one was bad. And then the episode I really did not like that much was the one about Prince Charles delivering the speech in Wales. It just kind of reminded me of the King's speech, maybe.
I was impressed by that kid's acting.
Yeah, and I did like the first prime minister. Fairly decent job.
Yeah, he's good.
Very totally different than all the other prime ministers. Obviously, radically different than Winston Churchill, but I guess it was the Aberfan episode that he was throwing the queen under the bus as she dressed him down. He's like, oh, that wasn't me. It's like, oh, sorry. They also get into a lot of stuff with the media in this season as well, where
we
just kind of started that off. Talk about the royals, that they're out of touch. Man, that has always existed in this series, but they kind of take it a little bit further in this one. So, like, there's a whole episode about, I guess you could say, the royal started reality television.
That was an interesting take on that, because as soon as we watched that episode, Netflix suggested another program, and it was Prince Philip's documentary.
Yeah, so the whole thing with that episode is that Prince Philip wants to show the UK how personable and how relatable they are, but his mother, which they've already established that she was crazy. He thought that she was crazy, that she abandoned him when Greece fell because he was the Prince of Greece. She is now a nun. Bring her to England for an entirely different reason, not for the show, but she kind of finds her way into all that.
was actually one of my favorite episodes. Crown does this really cool thing where they will showcase an event and you see it as being like, oh man, this is terrible. This is like, oof, this is rough. And in this particular case, the reaction to the documentary that Prince Philip produced was negative from the British tabloids, but it ended up being the most watched program at the time in British history. And it was rewatched over and over again. They would air it every year. And it was hugely popular. People were eating it up all across the world. So it did the job he wanted it to. But his initial impression, what he got from it, was that did it all wrong. And it was a total toss up. Tobias Menzies, the actor who's playing Prince Philip, he does this great snarky commentary. Don't know what the young lady's name is who plays his daughter. Deadpan snarkiness. Actually, rather.
Yeah, because she's just like,
At the end of the episode, you realize it's more of a feel-good thing. He ended up reconciling with his mother. She ended up helping her son in some kind of way. Felt wrapped up neatly. And I think that was one of the negatives I would take away from this season, was that a lot of things felt way too wrapped up.
All right. So, Keith, what score would you give season 3 of The Crown?
The first 2 seasons got 9s for me, I think.
Yeah.
I would give this an 8.5 only because the new cast did a phenomenal job. So I rate it more favorably because the cast did an impressive job.
All right. So I'm going to give it a 7.5. There's a lot of good episodes. So like that episode about Princess Margaret, she's always been the outlier, the rogue character.
When she came to the U.S.?
Yeah. And the whole thing was that England needed money because their economy was failing and they wanted a loan from the U.S. President Johnson didn't want to loan them the money, nor did he want to meet the queen. So they kept trying to entice him to come, like, hey, you can do all these things. He's like, I don't want that. Princess Margaret's husband was doing a book tour, and they pulled the book tour so she could go meet President Johnson. Well, they didn't necessarily want her, but British royalty tried to make sure that she stayed in line, but she did what she normally did, and it turned out that President Johnson liked her. Yeah, so there's a lot of good episodes. Again, that Aberfan episode was pretty good.
Duke of Windsor.
Yeah, so they wrap his story up. So I liked it. The first season is still strong, but it's a different time. You also have Claire Foy, John Lithgow kind of playing off each other. Still a lot to like about this. And I guess from here, you will likely get into maybe some of the 80s.
Well, it's going to be Scandal City. The more I think about it, Queen Elizabeth's been involved in every major incident in the 20th century.
Yeah, so this one probably takes place maybe like late 60s.
Early mid, 70s.
Yeah, mid to late. Well, yeah, probably like mid 70s. So again, next season you'll likely get all the scandalous stuff. So
yeah, it'll be Reagan here, and then if it hits the 80s, they'll introduce Princess Diana, and that will be, so Queen Elizabeth, I got a ton of respect for. There's no way in hell I could have gone through all that stuff without flipping out on somebody.
All right, so that's Beast Game Podcast. Go watch The Crown.